Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I woke up early this morning. My heart was beating right on time. I said, Lord, I truly thank you for opening up his eyes and mine. Then I went over to my window, and while looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Now the sun was bright and shining, the wind was blowing not too strong, in a treetop just a few feet away from a robin singing a song.
My. Praise the Lord. I don't want no rock crying out in my place. Boy, it sends comfort to me when I know the Lord for myself. Then it got to a point right now that folks can talk about you. They can run you down. But don't let nobody steal the joy that God gave you. They can call you up. Nah. They can call you down. They can drag you all around the world and put that feet in your chest. You never let nobody have that much control of you, because God did something for you that the world can't take away, and his love. I come today again, prayer. Oh, Brother D, man. Brother D, I hear Reb do it too. And I hear a lot of us, we quote this scripture, right? I just want to read one scripture, then we're going to talk, and then we're going to pray. And Reb, you can do it how you want to do it. I just want to read this one scripture, you know, and I'm going to read it. It said, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that man ought to always to pray."
Amen.
And that's what it said now. And not to faint. You know, sometimes you hear people say something, you say Reb, you hear Brother D, you hear sisters, and everybody just, you know, it's in the book. All you got to do is go look and ask God for where it's at in the book. It's in the book. He said, "I'm going to speak a parable," right? And this parable he's speaking at that time is just, he's speaking to who? To his disciples. He didn't want everybody to understand it. So he was speaking with an earthly thing, right, with a heavenly meaning, because he wanted the people to know that a lot of things what Jesus was doing at that time, he couldn't just come all the way out, because he had to fulfill the scripture, and it was still kind of early. But he said, "Man, should pray, Reverend, sisters and brothers."
Yes, sir.
And he didn't say, you know how we do it. You know, when things come up, pray. When things going good, don't pray. He didn't talk about that, Reverend. He said, "I speak a parable unto them to this end." Yeah. "That man ought to always to pray." Help me, Holy Spirit, not to faint. Now, you keep on reading that, though. It's a nice little story there. But what I'm trying to get out of the content is prayer.
Yes.
It is a central for this body of Christ to pray more. I've been hearing it, man, and it's something to my whole body when they said, "We've been praying, we didn't pray enough, and ain't nothing happened." My God. I never in my life, I'm not going to be the one to tell you I'm perfect. I'm not going to say that. And I did some bad things in life. But God has changed me. And not saying I don't bump my head now and skim my back all up and, you know, might go here and go there, you know what I'm talking about? But my main thing, Reverend, is I'm trying to seek his face.
Yeah.
And all to seek his face, I have to have a relationship with him. And there, since I've
That's
been having
right.
a relationship, I understand that songwriter real plain, and I don't want no rock crying out of my place. I might not sound like Reverend, you know, Rev can sing. But it don't stop me from raising my voice to him, because
that's
he's been good to
it.
Me. I'm talking about hardship is there, man. Why we got to blame God for when hardship come? What did he say, brother? He told his wife came to him. She said, "Well, you just go and curse God."
Yeah.
He said, "Well, you speak it foolishly. How can we reap the good?"
Yes, sir.
And when the bad comes, we don't do this. I'm not only talking about the materialistic thing. I'm not only talking about the tangible things that you can reach out and touch, right? I'm talking about the spiritual world, man. Don't let nobody tell you that God's prayer, that you pray to God, he won't hear it. The only time God won't hear a prayer is a, if you're a practicing center, a practicing center, you're living without the ark of God. You're walking this earth, and you don't claim him as Lord of your life. I believe even in your worst day, watch this, Reverend, even in your best day, we still like filthy rags before him. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you just stay humble just for a second, I know you're up there in your little heart. If you just stay humble just for 1 second, let me tell you, Jesus died for us all.
That's right.
I feel good about this thing, man. I refuse to keep preaching and teaching God's word and hear people that can get a platform and say, I'm not talking about nobody, you know. I'm just speaking only to the ones, what they tell me, the shoe fit word. You know, got a platform and can hold their fist up to God and say, you don't hear our prayer because our baby's dying. You don't hear our prayer because corona out there. You don't hear our prayer, the diseases out there. Millions and millions of dollars have been spent on cancer, and people are still dying. Millions of dollars spent on what? AIDS, and people are still dying. Millions and millions of dollars, people get small enough to put a heart transplant in you, kidney transplant in you, you know. Things you can get taken out, you know, and watch this here. When it's your time, we can pray,
pray.
I don't care how, somebody's going to get mad at me. I don't care how much we pray. If it's God's will, brothers and sisters, I remember a man testified one time, Real. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man testified his mother-in-law was dying, right? And he told his wife, he said, when she leaves this earth, she's going to leap out her body. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Rev, I feel it, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
amen.
Because hey, I know the truth, man. I know the truth, right? And I know you know the truth. Someone else on the phone know the truth. When she saw Jesus' face, when she saw God's face, the bed went down and came up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right about it, Rev?
Yes, sir.
Is that right about it? They cried.
Mm-hmm.
This is a friend woman. She was at that time in the mid-90s, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She was a friend woman. Had a beautiful heart, you know what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, she couldn't even breathe, right? But she knew the word.
Right.
She
right.
knew the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to tell you, she knew it, but when she saw God's face, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet, watch this here, prophesied over that her situation and gave her daughter peace for what the man of God did. Because just what he said would happen. I believe God is speaking to the dead right now. If you say you're a child of God and someone come to you and say, I just don't believe God is hearing us, look what's going on. He did say that. Read it the other day. He quoted it every day.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? 2 Chronicles 7:14. You quoted it that. Yeah. Amen. If you don't humble yourself, if you don't seek me and turn from your wicked ways, yeah, he's not going to hear you. That's right. But I really believe there is a few of us on this line, if not all, that he hear our prayer. It don't mean you're going to move every sickness out of you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to have to go find that again. When Jesus was praying for Lazarus, I'm about to go find it again. Jesus prayed for Lazarus. And before he prayed for Lazarus, he made sure Lazarus was dead. Dead. He was buried. And he got there, and he praises his Father. He told his father, I thank thee. I remember the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It said, my heart, I thank thee.
Yes, sir. Beautiful, beautiful.
Right, Luke over there. I thank thee.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
He said, because you hear me always.
That's right.
That's what he said, man. He said, you hear me always. He said, because I come to you. This is how he went to him, right? He said, there's one standing around. I want you to bless me, to even call on your name. I'm going to do it like that, Reverend. That when the people know that you have sent me, God has sent his son there, and he haven't stopped healing. He haven't stopped delivering. He haven't stopped setting people free. We are the people run from him. Now, they right. Once you're in God's hand, no one can plunk you out. But you hear me good. We can walk away from God, though.
Yes, sir.
It's a difference. It's a big difference. Student, it is a big difference. So it was been on my mind until God released it in my heart. I'm going to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse for someone to tell me God won't hear our prayer. I know he
will. All right.
If you've been on here with us a while, you see him miraculously even blessing several times over here through prayers of the righteous. He come back and say, man, it just happened. Look what I just got. I'm talking about in a moment. Faith moves God.
Yes.
Faith moves God. I know we mess up. I know. I'm going to tell you, right? I'm saying this for a reason, right? Because I do know the Bible said all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. You can put your best preacher up there. You can put your best minister, lady, or evangelist, what have you. You put them all up there. But none of them can go for God without Jesus. None of us. So pray. So when people stand and preach the uncompromising gospel, they won't waver in their prayer life. Because it's prayer time for me. I hope you're on board. It's prayer time. You might got somebody that's going. We don't have to worry about all the names. We know a God can cover every heart right now if their minds stay on him. If you just woke up this morning and said, I don't know what they're going to do today, but I hope they come out with dust and dust. I hope you came today. If everything is going right with you, pray for somebody else. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because I really believe everything ain't going all right with everybody. I believe someone's going through, but I also think people think they got it going. Just, we're insane enough to say just everything is all right. But sometimes, really, we just burn it out. So I want to say this here again. And this one, do that latter part. Men ought to always pray and not faint. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Reb, I'm looking at that. I closed my little book, the hard copy, right? And I start focusing on people are hurting right now. I focus on people. Maybe heard some, was it some folly, vanity statement that God won't hear? He's not listening to us. He's letting us die. Those are people who have never been taught the word of God. Those are the people who haven't really been taught the word of God. I'm talking about someone not hollering at you and going over to 95 and coming back down to zero. I'm talking about somebody carefully taking you in the word and telling you about death. Someone taking you in the word and telling you about your lifestyle. Someone telling you in your word that God loves you. Don't let nobody tell you you're nothing. You are something to God. Because the Bible says God so loved the world. So that counts you too. Let me lay it low. Got to do it one more time. So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall have eternal life. My brothers and sisters, you're going to die. Might as well tell you that. It's a secret to somebody. You're going to die. You can take all the, drink all the green drinks and live all and watch this, done and do that. Did the right thing, read every Bible verse. It's not going to stop you from leaving this earth. He's not going to let you stay here for a little while than most, but you're leaving this earth. Oh, yes, you're leaving. We all leaving this earth. So I believe Reverend Henry, and everybody that loved the Lord. I believe that what he's preparing for is for a prepared people. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's for prepared people. I believe it's for us. So if death comes, don't look at death like people say, he didn't hear my prayer. My mama gone. He didn't hear my prayer. My dad's gone. He didn't hear my prayer. Auntie gone. He didn't hear my... Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did, Rep. He did. I love my mother. I miss her daily, man. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you something. I know she was hurt. I know they wanted the amputator and all this. I know she was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I seen her leg turn black, cold. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the diabetes gets you, that sugar, right? She was in a lot of pain. But they gave her something, sedated her a little bit, you know what I'm talking about? And I used to see her, she smiled sometimes when she come up under that medication, right? But I knew she was pained down. So they kept asking, we're going to have to amputate her, but we don't believe she can make it through it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord Jesus, give us strength. My grandfather, my dad, pulled me to the side. He said, grandson, what are you doing? He said, I don't have strength. I don't have strength to make a decision. They keep asking me because I'm the dad. We're going to have to make a decision. I want to put it in your hand. I said, hold up. I said, I'd rather put it in God's hand. Refuse what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I said, I'd rather put it in God's hand. And he started crying. You know, my strong brother, man. You know, he lived till he was 97, right? Strong brother. He showed me with work ethic, man. Strong man. And he cried. And we prayed. And God took it out of our hand. We didn't have to do nothing. He took it out of our hand. He made the
decision.
You know what I'm talking about? So I know prayer work. Because the healing God gives for some of us, he has to remove us out of this body.
That's right.
He has to remove us out the body to get to. Sometimes he'll remove us out the body and cleanse that body and put us back in. Come here, Hezekiah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes he'll give you some more time on this side. Oh, I know I'm right about it. he'll put you back in that body. But then sometimes he'll just really, he'll look at that body and say, no, I ain't going to put my daughter back in there. No, I ain't going to put my son back there. Yeah, babies too. God knows all things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been messed up, y'all. When I hear someone tell me and hear somebody saying it, and they're saying it too often now because the things are going on, all this killing going, and the corona, now they got monkey pops, and they got all this stuff going on. And some men don't even think about it no more. They just live, so I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to do this here. And let me tell you something. That sounds good, too. But, brother, death is coming. Yes, sir, death is coming. And sooner than we think on some of us. Yeah, we believe that you can go to the doctor to get a clean bill of health and die the same day. It's God's will, man, for us to live and die. It ain't just us. He gave you a birthday, and he knows the expiration to that date. And we call it like but they said, how you living in the dash, you know, what you doing? Well, yeah, opportunity with the times he give you to stay here. You know? So I wanna say this here. I love you guys, man. I'm just in solidarity. I'm in prayer. You know, I'm in prayer mood. I just wanna pray. I know I just gave a little introduction and gave that word. I believe he said that we should always pray. Man said, not to even think about it. Just pray. You know, don't wait till bad times come. Pray. Get a relationship with him and pray. And have a communication with him and pray. And matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something, Ray. For a couple more days, we want to pray. God want to hear their voice too, don't they, Ray?
Amen. That's right.
Oh, yes, I know I'm right about it. You know, we can pray.
Right. That's right.
God want to hear your prayer, he wants you to hear you praying. You don't have to sound like nobody.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is have a sincere heart. You know what I'm talking about? I was talking to some evangelist yesterday, and I asked about prayer. I said, you know, some people pray like they're at their house. You know what I'm talking about, Real? They pray like they're at their house. They're like they can pray a whole hour, 2 hours. Sometimes it don't take all that. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I understand you in your room, you know, but sometimes it might be a soft thing. Lord, just hear me. Lord, I need you right here.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, give me strength. Them prayers. Mm-hmm. Prayers. Lord, I need you. Lord. My mind is what I'm thinking about. I need you. Lord, help me. You know, Lord. Them prayers. You don't have to say Father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which he know that. You don't have to say the Lord that created heaven and earth, the Lord of hope, but he's worthy of that kind of praise. I'm not saying you don't do it, but you don't have to sound like nobody. All you got to do is have a sincere heart. So when we pray right now, you might hear one voice. Well, practically, there's more than one people agree with what I'm going to pray for, and that's that he bless us today, that he give us a peace of day, move all confusion. If it's healing, Lord, do it. If it's delivering, mm-hmm. Lord, do it. Lord, if it's misunderstanding, Lord, help. Lord, if it's a financial situation, Lord, bless. Lord, most of all, if it's a spiritual thing, Lord, help. Help, Lord, so one can understand you a little better. So as we come to you, Lord, with our arms and our heart open up to you, we thank you for the hour, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit we just felt right there, Lord. We know, Father God, that men have a lot of things going on today. Women, child, men, they have a lot of things going on. And some really believe that you're not answering prayer, Lord. Lord, we believe that you are prayer answering God. We believe before we even answer, you already have answered our prayer, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to cover this world, Lord, with your love, Lord, and your amazing grace, Lord. Let your spirit flow over us, Lord, that we can feel your presence, Lord, that we can rejoice in the day of your judgment when it comes, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the ones who have come out time after time and want to hear your word, Lord, and walk in your word, Lord. Lord, give them a fresh and spirit that touched them right now. They would say, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord, Lord. Lord, touch them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Whether it's in their finance, Lord. Whether it's in their spiritual walk, Lord. Whether is any pain running through their body, Lord. Anything, any sickness, Lord. Cover them right now with your healing hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for the love that we have for one another, Lord. That it takes love to get up in the morning, Monday through Friday, some of us Monday through Sunday, Lord, calling your name on this earth. Lord, we don't forget about the prayer, Lord. And Lord, we know you know our heart. So Lord, bless this ministry, Lord, that it lift up you, Lord. That always keep you, your face, that smile upon us, Lord. That even if a tear drop, it'll be a way that you wash away our sin, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
Lord, for your peace, Lord, because we deserve your peace, Lord. But, Lord, if you don't give us peace, Lord, please don't allow us to reach to the peace that the world gives, Lord. You told us the peace you give is not from the world, Lord. The world can't give you this peace, but they got that. Sometimes the world have us distracted, Lord. And we think that's what we need to call ourselves to go to. But, Lord, move us out that body, Lord, to remove the sin from it, Lord, and put us back, Lord, and cover us with your love all day long. We love you, Lord. Thank you for healing Brother Nutty now, Sister Yvonne, Lord. Thank you for healing for the one we don't even know we've been praying for, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in advance for the one maybe want to go ask for prayer and thank about prayer, and you went back in and you healed them anyway, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for Brother Dexter, Lord. Thank you for Brother Dexter, Lord. Thank you for Brother Wayne, Lord, the two guys I really believe that know who started this whole ministry, Lord. This ministry has been misunderstood since day one, Lord. But we know you know the real, though, Lord. And we thank you for paying for it, too, Lord. We thank you for for it, Lord. We thank you for how you, even though the money went away, Lord, but you put it back in 300 folds, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask you, Father God, to keep us in your love, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Keep us, Lord. That we come together, Lord, and stay together, Lord. There are some that left, Lord. And some barely hanging, Lord. We ask you, Father, give them strength, Lord. Let them feel your peace, Lord. Let them feel your love, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the heaven that you have bestowed for us. One day you're going to come get us, Lord. These old books we got, we call Bible, Lord, that we're going to have to put them up. Those hymns we're singing right now, we're going to stop singing, Lord. We just ask you to give a place in your kingdom, Lord, that we can walk around heaven, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That we can see your face every time we see, we just rejoice, Lord, and say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the coming of your Son, Lord. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, Reverend, I tell you, yeah, watch this, real. How you want to do it, but I feel pretty good. I'm not saying this assignment for everybody, you know what I'm talking about, but I want to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep praying. I know prayer works. They're not going to tell me God won't hear no prayer, and I'm going to sit down on it. I know God hear prayer, but I don't want that spirit to transfer to no one that I know, especially that I don't. That is a demonic spirit. The devil wants to think prayer don't work. It works.
Mm-hmm.
No one. See, you have to be taught. God will not move out of his will. He will not. Jesus said it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And sister, not my will, but thy will. If Jesus said it, come on, my brother. If Jesus said it, how ignorant we can be. That's not, that means lack of knowledge. How ignorant can we be? Because it don't move we want to. Because it don't turn like we want to turn. Man, God is still a healer. God is a still
That's
a
right.
deliverer. God is a
That's
still
right.
faith maker. I don't care what nobody says. I will be foolish all by myself. That's what you call me. I don't care. I know my God. Yes, sir. And I'll be done. I sit to the sideline and hear somebody got a platform and tell me God ain't, because people, things are going on in life like it is, God ain't hearing. Yes, he hearing. He told us to do something, Rep. And some of us ain't doing it. Help me.
That's right.
Spirit.
That's right.
I'm good, Rep. I'm good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Truly, God. Bless us again. See, we need to be reminded. Hallelujah. See, we have a powerful tool that people are not utilizing. They're not utilizing it. What they don't realize is prayer is a conversation. It's a continual conversation to God. And to have a conversation, I believe, more than one person is talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you tuned your ear to where you can hear from God?
Praise the Lord.
Are we tuning our ear to where we can hear from God? See, the adversary, he wants us to believe that it's not working. Hallelujah. Because a prayer is you are talking to God and he communes with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's many scriptures in the Bible where he communes with his people. He can, you know, to have a conversation. God talks to us continually. He's speaking. Even in coronavirus, he's speaking. And real popular scripture, but if you go read the whole scripture, and what he first tells us in that second letter to the Chronicles in the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, he said, if you all consider yourself his people. And if you call by his name, what he wants you to first humble yourself. And in that humble yourself, sometimes we can be our own self worst enemy, especially let the spirit of doubt come in, and ain't nobody can get nothing through unto you. If you have already made up your mind, God ain't going to hear you. Well, if you see, faith in what's negative in the negative as well. Hallelujah. But we want positive faith. Hallelujah. We want that faith that though you slay me, yet will I trust you. See, because we believe that whatever God do is for our good. Sometimes we don't understand it because he knows the end of the story. We may be in the middle of it, but he can stand at the beginning and be at the end at the same time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He have every piece of the puzzle, and he know what it takes to make it all work together for the good of them who love him and is called to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today for this blessing, that we truly should always pray, and pray in faith, because sometimes you have to pray in the midst of, in spite of, the circumstance or what it looked like or how weary or dim it may look. But that's when that faith come in. That faith, the substance of things hoped for. You can't, the situation is the evidence. You know, the circumstance or situation, that's the evidence of things not seen, but you can't look and rely on the situation, but you have to rely on faith and trust and hope in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will. Many testimonies tell you that he will. Hallelujah. He will. He will. He will. We just thank God. And we want to continue to put that up on your hearts, that we continue to always pray and not faint and not come weary and not give up, but encourage yourself. Hallelujah. And remember that I know the Lord will make a way. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody make you look like your problem is larger than our Almighty God. Hallelujah. But know that, like Annie told us, like we're taking our problem to a larger God. Taking a large problem to a larger God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Hallelujah. There be one. Hallelujah.
Yeah, brother D, I think he hit a little while back, so he don't hear them.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So glad to be back in the house of the Lord. You know, I was sitting here listening to my brother as he was speaking, and I heard something I knew this morning. It was so disturbing. And so I said, I'm going to share it with my brother. Then my brother said something, and that, you know, we just don't know sometimes how true it is, real. You truly, from your birthday to your death, ladies, I already know, it's that dash in between. That dash in between is the work that you need to do. And that's what my brother is doing right now. You know, this work that you all are doing right now, sending up timber. And I was sitting here this morning, man, listening to the news. And I heard one of our Congress ladies say that prayer can't fix this.
Yeah,
I was standing up and knocked me down when she said prayer can't fix this.
Yeah,
prayer. I wish I had a number I could call and let her know. If prayer can't fix it, it can't be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
If God can't fix it, it can't be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I told her, you know, I made statements of a joke once on the service. I said there's only a few things God found himself he couldn't do. One was a sinner that he couldn't save. He never found a sinner save himself. He never found a problem too big for. See, these are some things God can't even find.
But when she said it, it knocked me down. How in the world? I try to keep myself so in tune with the Lord, brother, until that type of stuff scares me. I can't say for someone else, but to me, that is too close to blasphemy for me.
Yes,
I look at that as blasphemy against the Holy Ghost when I say something God can't do. She said prayer.
Turn away from God.
Stuff like that, under the norm, my brother, I'm normally afraid to even repeat that type of stuff. I know God don't hurt me, but I'm scared to even say it again. When she said it, how in the world can you say something like that?
Hey, yeah, Brother
prayer
D.
Prayer can fix brother all D. things. Come on, my brother.
Hey, man. They have a national platform.
Yes, national platform.
They can speak to
go out to the world.
Millions and millions of people. Yeah. All it takes is a little seed. All it takes is a little seed get in somebody's mind and their heart. And brother, and you just add that little water to it. You add that water to it. I'm gonna go up the hook with this one here. Y'all finna probably not gonna like me. It's a seed so bad, now it's a race thing. You know, y'all finna get mad at me now. But
it is.
Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm talking about? Thank God I ain't tripping on that stuff, man. He love all people. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
You know, I'm tell you, I love my people. I don't think I ain't, but God didn't come here for one race.
He didn't tell me just love black.
Neither Jew, no Greek, no bond, no free.
Bond, no free.
Hold on, what is prejudice? I don't know what the prejudice come from, man. God ain't in that.
That's mankind.
You can't tell me you love
that's
God.
Mankind.
You know God. And you talking about hatred? God don't teach that. You better get out of that church.
You know, I used to tell people in my work, I used to tell people, to a Mexican, he's a Mexican. To a Jew, he's a Jew. To a Gentile, he's a Gentile.
Sir.
To a Greek, to a black man, he's black. In other words, he's God for us all. He's God to us all. And how in the world do you fix your mouth to say it? God is not racist. If God had been racist, whatever nationality he came from, whatever he wanted color, he wanted to call himself, that would be the only color race would be on this earth. Some things we just won't allow ourselves to see. They're so simple.
Yeah.
But then the Bible told man certain things was hid and it was revealed to the proof. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I heard that rip. It threw me for a loop.
Yeah, I know, man. I said the same thing. That's what made me want to start praying. That's what made me want to start praying more. I think we already give a lesson every time we speak, right? But it's time for prayer, man. It's really time for prayer.
It is time for prayer, man.
Because when we can be that bold and stand up and say, God is not hearing our prayer.
But you
prayer
know
not the answer.
What I see in that is that by you not being in tune with God. Now look what the Bible says. The Bible says once man come under knowledge, you got to first come under the knowledge. He said, "There's no more sacrifice for your sin." So I truly believe that when people like that speak. I can't see no way possible for them to have ever been under the knowledge of the Lord.
Come on, man.
I just can't see how you could ever be. Because if you was ever under God, if you was
you
ever under
that.
The knowledge, you wouldn't say that. You heard what I said? I'm afraid to repeat it. And it was said by someone else. I'm afraid to even repeat it. To me, it's just too close to blasphemy against God.
Watch this, brother. But let me say this here, right? That's why we said it at the beginning. People need to be taught, man. People need to be shown in the word what God said about prayer, what God said about having faith. People have been taught, they've been hollered at, sung at, shouted at. But no one took even in the shouting, in the teaching. I don't blame the preacher, the evangelist, and everything. I believe just like the scripture said, it gets to sound like a love song. And when it turns to a song, then it does right here. They don't even do nothing. You just see it. Then we hear it.
That's true.
You know what I'm talking about? The only thing they hear is what you just said a while ago. I believe you're right. Bruh, don't work. They'll hear that.
Damn,
run with it.
Well, I heard, they're wrong with it. That was scary to me. I promise. That was alarming. It was frightening. I'm like, I can't believe I just heard what I just heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said it boldly. She wasn't even, it's like she had no conviction about herself when she said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to another young man that has a platform on the news, and I look at him. I think yesterday was probably the last time I look at him, though. I listened to him a lot on YouTube, and they asked him yesterday, was he a Christian? He said no. He don't believe in God. They asked him, was he atheist? He said, well, if you want to call it that, you know. But the things I see, they was created by man. I'm like, so man created this land?
You stupid.
I thought about what my little cousin told me. I got a cousin. She called me Uncle D. She's Uncle D. She said, when you have an opportunity to buy some land, she said, you better buy it. She's going, we can recreate everything, but land, she said, ain't going to be no more land created. Thought about it. I said, you know what? That is all so true. God created all the land he's going to create from day one. Ain't no more being created. So when you said that you don't believe in God, that this was created by man, so you saying man created the land? Man can cultivate the land, but man ain't created land. You can't find nowhere in America, out of America, around America, where man created some land. Over there, pump all the water out the ocean and say this is a new land that was already there. All you did is remove the water. Good God Almighty. Ooh, you want me to wake up. You know what, you want me to wake up so bad until it hurts you. And like my brother was just saying, people are not being taught. People, you know, you can teach all you want. And this is what they need. People need to be taught. But the Bible says, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. He got to want to hear the word. You got to diligently speak the word. When I call Reb and I want to go through something with you, it's disturbing me and I'm not quite understanding. I said, Reb Eric, I need to talk to you about this here. I call my pastor about it. See, I'm diligently seeking for a biblical answer. I'm not seeking for my term of knowledge. I'm seeking for God's term. And when I do that, then the Lord may not move right then. But at some point in time, he going to, the Bible says he's going to touch you. So he'll reveal it to you. But when you think you got all the answers and you're seeking for your way, you got to have an ear to hear.
You got to be willing to hear.
I can teach to the cows come home. Brother Dog told me last week we had almost 90 people listening to us and not one hit the button.
That's how I do.
That tells me you're listening. But he said, if you're ashamed to own me. See, when you're willing to sit and listen, but you're not willing to speak on God's word to the Lord Almighty, he says, you're ashamed to own me. And he told you, I tell him all the time, Rip, I tell him all the time, God left no stones unturned. For every question you already answered.
For every question
that your little finite mind might can dream of, he have already answered. And when I say that, I'm going to shut up. That right there tells me, how can you not believe in someone that already answered the question before you think about it, before you even thought of it, before your parents even thought about being born? He have already answered the question that you might even dream of and want to ask. How can you not believe in what thus said the Lord? I can't understand it. I just can't. I can't understand it. How can you not? Answer. And then he said his word, and he said, while you're yet calling, I've already answered.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how a man do it.
Oh, yes.
He said, this is not something prayer can't fix this. Good God Almighty.
Oh, Jesus. Help him, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Help him, Lord.
That was so disturbing to me. I heard my brother when he was saying earlier about being on this earth. And like my brother said, when your time is up, You can pray so the cows come home. Well, see, you know something, brother? A lot of time, man don't understand because they're not in tune with God. You ever notice how people won't pray until they get problems? When you got a problem, you the prayingest joke on earth. And then and the Lord removed that problem from you. Now, all of a sudden, you right back to where you was at. And if man don't understand, God answers every prayer. He answers. He may not answer what you wanted him to. See, sometimes I know it's saying nothing is your answer. Doing nothing is your answer. Your kid asks you for some money when you go out the door. If you didn't give it to it, you heard him. You didn't stand right in my face. If I didn't give it to you, that was your answer. See, God answers our prayers. A lot of times we don't want to accept his answer.
What?
And then he said to be absent from this body. See, we should be willing to accept that answer better than we are willing to accept any answer. But that's the answer we don't want to hear. Because, see, if you live right on this side, if you live right on this side, I heard Rev. Eric say one time, I heard him say several times, he says, "Mother, look up." And when she looked up, she had a reason. See, man, in a worldly body, you may not see that reason. But in a spiritual realm, you recognize that reason. You recognize what's going on. You know, it's a shame, bro. It's a shame that we out here like this, and we don't have to be. God has given us the tools to work with, brothers and sisters. He left his word, and he left his preachers.
How
can you hear without a preacher? So he gave you someone to preach and teach the word to you. He gave you the word to study for yourself. He told you there again, he answered the question in before the question was asked. How can I hear?
Unless
it's not by me taught. How can
it's
you
in the
be
book.
Taught without a preacher?
Yeah, you're in the book.
We need to go back. We need to go back, bro. That's what we do. We need to go back. Because when you hear something like that, it's just disturbing to you. That will rest with me all day today. That rocks with me. I promise you.
Sure so did. It got me too, man. Or somebody else said it, though, but it got me, though.
It got me.
That's what's been dealing with me. Yeah, I'm with you with that.
Yeah.
Well, brother, I'm about to transition. Y'all gonna do what y'all do.
Man.
I'm about to transition. I love you, brothers, man.
Brother, I love you.
I have
to hear from you.
I often say this, brother, the Reverend, if it be God's will, you know, because
yes,
I'm not going to be crazy enough to believe. Jesus said it. Jesus said what?
That's what you
say. Not my will.
In the name of Jesus.
What's that old song? That the power of the Holy Ghost rain on me. How that song go, Rev? That the power of the Holy Ghost rain on me. Oh, you don't
mean
that.
Oh, man, you got me there.
Yeah.
The love.
Since I got it, I can sing it by myself, Brother D. I got to push on. I have to push.
Amen.
You guys can roll on. Y'all can roll, but I got to push, though.
Amen.
Love you, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love you, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you if it's possible. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good to us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Have a couple of readings here. I'm from Aunt Martha blessed us with these golden nuggets. Says God calling. And God calling, I thought on that was God's love for us is revealed through Jesus. God's love for us is revealed through Jesus. How good it is to know that God loves us and wants us to respond to his love through Jesus, even when we don't quite know what to say, our Father longs to hear from us. Praise the Lord. And also she gives us, what do we want? What do we want? Psalms 73:25, there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. Praise the Lord. A daily dose of God's wisdom will heal the heart disease of envy. A daily dose of God's wisdom will heal the heart of envy. Praise the Lord. And also, last, he gives us, tell it. Tell it. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Hallelujah. And we know it as, let the redeemed of the Lord say something. He's done something for you. Praise the Lord. We need to think on these things. Remember these things when trouble comes and gets you weary in your faith. Remember our God, he's not a failing God. Hallelujah. He's an all-time God. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. You know, he has it all in the palm of his hand. See, he can sit back while heathens rage, and he can laugh at the heathens. He'll let them try all they want to try. He'll step in to show you that he's still in much control. We thank the Lord. We are so glad that he reminded us this morning that we should always pray. And not faint, you know, don't get weary and give up because you think the evil spirit has moved in and made you say that prayer can fix it. But we have evidence of what prayer can do.
Yes, we do. Yeah. He's already shown
us. We have too much evidence.
Too much evidence.
He left it on record for us.
Yes, sir.
He left it on record for us, just in case if some would forget throughout the generations. Only thing they have to do is pick up the book and read that Bible, and it show you multiple times how he has come through, and he allows saints to be around that can continue to tell of his goodness, hallelujah, from one generation to another, to tell what he has done. To tell, hallelujah. Though some had a story of the utility man was on the outside, hallelujah, cutting the gas.
Yeah, turning the gas. Yes, he did.
Hey, but there was a fire, a spiritual fire burning on the inside.
Ooh, thank you.
There was a spiritual fire burning on the inside that man couldn't cut off.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Wife had the testimony, but I see the fire burning.
Still burning. Thank you, man, Jesus.
Is on the outside trying to cut
yes,
off.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But God is on the inside allowing the fire to continue. To burn. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
it's a world. This world is on the inside, is on the outside trying to cut off what God has put on the inside. Lord, hallelujah. But on the inside, you know, the elders used to say, this jar
that I have. The world. Didn't
come
give
on,
it to
man.
Me.
The world,
and he can't take it away.
Oh, hallelujah.
He can't take it away.
I'm so glad. What men try to do, God overrides what men try to do, try to make it feel like that, oh, prayer can't
yes,
fix it. But we know a God. We know a God.
Yes.
The blessing he give us is to talk to him. That's all prayer is, a conversation with God. Hallelujah. When we want to talk to him. some used to sing this song, I need thee every hour.
In every hour.
Yes.
Yes.
Some would just hum that in meditation. And then if you don't watch it, your problem don't seem so big. It starts getting smaller because you allow God to get bigger.
Yes. We got a bigger God.
Yes, sir.
We serve a bigger God. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
See, Reb,
we thank God. Yes, sir.
You know, Reb, if they just allow God, they'll have they could easily have the testimonies that we have and better. Because God would truly show up. See, I'm a living witness, he will.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
And he'll show up more than once. See, you'll help your friend one time, two times, three. You'll get tired of helping him. You'll get to the point where you say you got to stand on his own feet. But my God will hold your hand to eternity. I know you will.
Yes, sir.
I know my wife stood in the window and watched the guy put the rod in the ground. She said, baby, they're turning it off right now. But the faster you burn.
Thank you, Lord.
She walked in the kitchen. She didn't put the food in the refrigerator. She walked in the kitchen. She said, baby, the stove's still open. And the eyes are still lit. But she stood in the window talking to me while he was turning the gas off.
Yeah.
So if you think he won't, I'm going to listen with you. Boy, it brings tears to my eyes. I think about good
thank
God has been to me. My soul truly cried. Hallelujah. I know that I know that I know my Redeemer lives.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Can't tell me what he wants.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can tell you what he loves
right now. Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Continue.
Yes, sir.
Continue. Thank you.
Continue. I love Jesus.
And I love this about God. When you speak, when you think and remember what he already does, it'll give you courage what he will do.
What he will do.
Yes,
he will. Yes,
sir.
He did that for me. Yes, you know he'll show up. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God will show up for you to hear show out.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You got to call in the name of the Lord. I know. I told her. I said, baby, I don't. Nothing else I can do but pray. I pick up a hot plate. My wife told me, she said, baby, the gas is still on.
Thank you, Lord. Remember what God has done for you.
What he has done.
What he's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about what he's already done and your love for yourself. Press still works.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Still works.
Press still works.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we go to God in prayer, hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have already done for us. Thank you, Lord, how you've already blessed us. Thank you, Lord, in spite of what some may say, hallelujah. But you have convinced us, Father God, that, hallelujah, as long as we look unto you, from which come at our help, we know, hallelujah. As we look up, Father God, when we look up, we realize we're down in the valley. But when we look up, we look up to know that our our help come from you, Father. When we look unto the hill that cometh our help, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you in advance what you're going to do. Thank you for how you have lifted every heart. Thank you how you're giving strength to the weak. Thank you how you encourage someone just to go on a little while longer. Thank you, Father God, in advance for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for your love, Lord, for continuing to love us, Father, so we can love you back. Continue to make us better, Father, that we can be better for you. In Jesus' name, just thank you for the message, the messenger, the testimony, the love, the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And we glorify you in Jesus' name. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Try! Yes, he will.